The packages began showing up in April 2011.
And it was just full of mystery. It had a, you know, tiny slip of paper with a quote on it that I couldn't place. It had what looked like a form letter, and it said it was an art project and invited me to play. So.
This is Debbie Michaud with Creative Loafing from a WABE interview recorded after she received a package from the mysterious entity known only as Narrative Urge. Dozens of people in cities around the country received the packages too, all containing different quotes, different clues, and $10 bills. WABE's John Lemley was one of them. I was another. The project lasted through this summer. When it ended, Narrative Urge just disappeared. Until now. First of all, could I get you to read this letter?
Thank you for opening the envelope. The money is real. This is not an ad campaign or sales pitch. It's an art project with stories. Please save the fragment enclosed, use the hints, and find me. Let's create more together.
So welcome to the WABE Studio Narrative Urge, a.k.a. Randy Osborne. Randy, you are an Atlanta area writer, also the curator behind Carapace, the monthly live storytelling night at Manuel's Tavern. So why reveal yourself at all? And why now?
You know, I never wanted there to be a me jumping out of the cake moment. But I really wanted to claim this project as mine. It's one of the things that I've done while I'm on the earth. So I wanted to own the project eventually, but I didn't want to do that until as much juice had been wrung out of it by the people who were enjoying it as they could wring.
From the start, the art mystery generated intrigue. Here's Creative Loafing's Debbie Michaud again.
People immediately latched onto it so quickly. This wiki page started, local authors. I think Jessica Handler, one of her quotes from her book Invisible Sisters was used somewhere. And so, you know, we were tweeting back and forth to each other and emailing each other.
There were Facebook discussions galore. As more packages showed up on people's doorsteps and in public places like restaurant menus and parks, people pooled their quotes. They turned out to represent Atlanta writers of every stripe, from mystery novelist Karen Slaughter to writer-musician Bill Taft to stage director Mariam Khalid. People marveled at the complexity of the project, wondering not only who had come up with it, but why.
In the spring of last year, I started thinking about money and art and the uneasy relationship that they have, and about stories, and people sharing their stories, and the community sharing, and especially writing stories, and how I could pair money and literary art. So from there, I kind of made it up as I went along.
And that's definitely one thing that I want to ask you about. This was such an involved project. How much of that was pre-planned, and how much of it was sort of done spur of the moment?
A great deal of it was pre-planned. The only part of it that was not, it was about halfway through. There were going to be 50 envelopes. And weirdly enough, I had a dream about my mother, and I was at the 50th envelope, and she said, no, you have to finish the story. And I thought, but no, the story is finished. This is my project, Mom, not yours. But then it did seem kind of unfinished. So I went for another 50 envelopes.
Was it ever difficult to keep it a secret?
When people ask me, I tried not to outright lie, although I would certainly do that if it was necessary. Usually I would say things like, well, I think it's you. Still, something I'm going to have to deal with when this airs. But one of the odder things that happened was Gray, whose writing was in that envelope that got so much play on Creative Loafing's blog.
This is Gray Chapman, who writes for Scout Mob. The quote in Debbie Michaud's package turned out to be from an essay that Gray wrote.
We were going to go out and get a beer the day after the whole Creative Loafing explosion on the blog. And she said, did you hear about this Narrative Urge thing? And I remember thinking, I need to drink more beer. And then I thought, no, don't drink more beer, because who knows what will happen then. I said, I think I saw something on Creative Loafing's blog. You know, it's sort of like, parents persist with the Santa Claus myth for as long as they can just to continue the enjoyment for their children. I don't at all view myself in a parental role toward the people who enjoyed this project, but I did think the anonymity was critical.
Not only were creative people talking about the mystery was helping to bring creative people together. It forged social ties and spurred on essays, writing contests, and art projects. And that was part of the point, says Randy Osborne.
You know, as jokey as maybe some of this sounds, I just feel like the world is broken in some really important way, and people's souls are drying up, and Facebook isn't going to fix it. Twitter isn't going to fix it. But there is some possibility, I think, that sharing stories can.
This summer, he ended the project with a narrative, combining all those numbered quotes into one long story called Hydra and mailing that out. A letter included with the new package said, "A group of people can create something bigger than any person alone can." That aloneness, says Randy, is one reason he's glad to be going public.
You know, one of the things about doing something like this is you feel completely alone, which is ironic, I suppose, because part of the project is trying to help people feel less alone.
Do you feel at all sad to be, do you feel like you're letting go of Narrative Urge, of this alter ego?
Yeah, but I did get some, or Narrative Urge, I should say, got some really sweet emails from people about describing how they felt when this envelope came into their lives. Very nice. Definitely the best part of the project.